Well, she's here really to pay tribute to South Africa's leaders of the past, the struggle movement, the fight against white minority rule that ended just 17 years ago, but also to promote a new generation of leaders. And it certainly was very symbolic today. She gave a speech, as you say, at this iconic church, Regina Mundi, in the heart of Soweto. That's really the struggle capital of South Africa. And in it, she paid tribute to some of the great figures of the struggle, including, of course, Nelson Mandela. Mandela, and some of the female leaders like Albertina Sisulu, who passed away just 2 weeks ago. But she also drew on some of the leadership that we sing today. There were 76 young women there in the audience, many of them from business, from the community. And she said, look, don't be overawed by these great figures from history. Your job is to continue working in the footsteps and walking in the footsteps of these leaders. And she encouraged them to go forth and to be role models for the whole of Africa.
We're speaking with Karen Allen, who's reporting for our partner, the BBC, from Johannesburg in South Africa, where Michelle Obama is visiting right now. What is the reaction of the South Africans to Michelle Obama's trip there? Is there any kind of protest?
No, there aren't any protests at all. She's received a very warm welcome. To people who listened to her speech, who were lucky enough to be in the church, they described her speech as electrifying, as inspiring. You've seen little children holding up signs saying, "We love Michelle Obama." And I think there is a real sense of symbolism. She made a lot of references, you know, to the civil rights struggle in America, and says that yielded fruit 50 years ago. Obviously, the movement in South Africa is much more recent than that. But I think there is a real sense of affinity, a sense of common purpose. And as one woman said to me, look, you know, the Obamas to us in South Africa are like family. We have a very similar history.
Although, to be honest, you can talk about the history of the civil rights movement, but South Africa got a black president before the United States did.
That's indeed true. And I think there was a lot of diplomacy going on today, and not too many people pointed that out. But, you know, at some points, it did feel like a presidential campaign, because the last words that Michelle Obama uttered as she was rallying the troops, so to speak, and rousing the young leaders to go forth, particularly women, as I say, she's been championing leadership amongst women, is, yes, we can. Now, that certainly has echoes of the last presidential campaign. She's probably got her eye on next year as well.
Well, what is the comparisons, if there are any, that people draw between the leadership of someone like Nelson Mandela and the leadership they see coming from the White House now?
Wow, that's a million-dollar question.
And you have 30 seconds, Karen.
I think the parallels are that they were inspirational figures. I think there is a great sense of black pride here in South Africa, pride at both Nelson Mandela and Barack Obama, and right across Africa. If I tell you that I was in Kenya when Barack Obama was actually, when he became president, and everyone in Kenya and beyond wanted them to be their president as well. So I think that probably gives some of the hints of how people are feeling here.
That's Karen Allen. She is with Michelle Obama on her trip in South Africa right now. Karen Allen reporting for our partner, the BBC. Thanks, Karen.